We may be seeing the first signs of a cooling job market after a red-hot summer. The Labor Department reports that U.S. employers added 263,000 jobs in September, a smaller increase than in August the month before. And this might be good news for the Federal Reserve, which has been trying to slow down the rate of inflation. NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you, Miles.
Yeah, good to have you. So tell us a little bit about what this report tells us about the current state of the job market.
Well, it shows that September was another solid month for job gains, but not quite as strong as the month before. The economy added about 16% fewer jobs last month than it did in August. By historical standards, this is still a pretty hot job market, but it's not quite as hot as it was during the summertime. And as you mentioned, that's kind of what the Federal Reserve has been hoping for.
Which is kind of counterintuitive, right? I mean, a cooling job market is a positive signal for the Federal Reserve. Can you explain that?
Well, it is in this case, and that's because the Fed has been concerned that the job market's been out of balance. There is too much demand for workers, for the workers who are available to fill those jobs. And as a result, employers have been bidding up wages at an unusually fast pace. Now, of course, rising wages is a good thing for workers, but it can also add fuel to the inflationary fires. So the Fed has been hoping to see more of a balance between help wanted signs and job applicants. We did get an encouraging sign earlier in the week when the report came out from the Labor Department showing job openings in August fell by about 10%, from about 11 million jobs at the start of the month to 10 million just before Labor Day, even as hiring held pretty steady. And economist Neela Richardson, who's with the payroll processing company ADP, says that's exactly what the central bank is looking for.
I think this is good news for the Federal Reserve that you are seeing some softening in early stage demand, but still continuation in hiring.
And you saw that reflected in wage growth, which slowed a little bit last month. Average wages in September were up 5% from a year ago, compared to a 5.2% annual gain in August.
Now, are there particular job sectors where we are seeing this softening growth, especially prominently?
We've been expecting to see some slowdown in the goods-producing side of the economy as consumers shift more of their spending to services. And you do see some of that in manufacturing, for example. Factories continue to add jobs in September, but not as many as they did in August and July. That's consistent with a new survey from factory managers that came out earlier in the week, which showed factory owners were a little less desperate to hire people in September than they had been before. Tim Fiore, who oversees that survey at the Institute for Supply Management, says factory orders have also begun to slow down, and so managers just aren't sure they're going to need as many workers in the months to come.
I think we definitely have a slowdown here, and it's really hard to hire somebody this month and 3-4 months from now let them go. So, you know, people are being a lot more cautious.
He says that he's not seeing layoffs in factories, but some manufacturers are imposing hiring freezes. And when people quit, they're not being replaced as quickly.
NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
Great to be with you, Miles.